Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What happens when a person lives completely surrendered to God to their last breath? What kind of legacy is left? Renowned Native Hawaiian musician, producer, and playwright Randy Hongo, beloved by many in Hawaii and across the globe, recently went home to be with the Lord. His wife, Gay, and Randy ministered for 35 years with Christian Vision. One of Randy's lasting legacies is the musical drama Glory in His Soul, the story of Henry Opukaha Ia, who died at the age of 26 in Connecticut 200 years ago, whose memoirs sparked the American missionary movement, reaching Hawaii and the nations of the world, reaching them with the gospel. And today, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to do just that, dear friend, to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the love of God, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through today, for you to know that God loves you and He knows you. He loves you so much, dear one, that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, yes, today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you receive His love? Would you surrender your life to Jesus Christ? That is our hope. That's our prayer. Gay Hongo, Shea Sanders, and Jody Chun join us. Jody co-directed the production 2 years ago. Glory in His Soul is what we're talking about, a musical drama with original songs by Randy Hongo, based on the memoirs of Obukaya. It's directed by Shea Sanders this year, a teacher, director, writer, actress, and life coach for over 30 years. Shea graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She earned her bachelor's degree in secondary education, drama, and theater, doing her student teaching under legendary Ron Bright. She holds a master's in communication, radio, television, and film, and another master's in marriage and family counseling from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Gay, Shea, Jody, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Gay, Randy's celebration of life, I watched it online here in Boston. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. The love, the joy, the laughter, the presence of Christ. Gay, how have you been doing during this time of transition?
Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And every day there's just so much joy putting on this production. Even when we were planning Randy's celebration of life, there was so much joy. Randy lived his life to the fullest, and he was singing to the very end, and his strength was from the joy of the Lord. He just loved singing and playing the piano and sharing with people about Jesus Christ. And so that is really keeping me strong now. Just the wonderful joy that I experience and the grace of God and knowing that people all over the world are praying for me and praying for this production. So praise God.
How did the Lord inspire Randy to write this musical drama over two decades ago?
Yes, in 1992, one of our church members, Marion Vaughn, was in charge of Missions Week. And she said, Randy, can you write a little skit about Henry Opukahaia? And she expected Randy to write a 15 or 10-minute skit. Well, Randy, being the kind of person he is, did a full-blown one-hour musical production and wrote two original songs for it. And he had a very personal connection to Henry Opukahaia. Henry Opukahaia's first cousin, with a long Hawaiian name, I'll just call her Kanahele to shorten it, her descendants are the people that are brought Henry's body back from Connecticut to his hometown, and he is now at Kahikolu Church in Kailua Kona on the Big Island. And one of these descendants, Tommy Shipman Black Shear Walter, is the person who invited Randy to a Youth for Christ meeting when Randy was 16 years old. And so he was led to Christ by one of the descendants. And then Randy worked for 3 years at Haile Congregational Church in Hilo. And there, Tommy's relatives and Debbie and Pikaki Lee. Deborah Lee is the person who brought Henry's remains back to Kona. And so Randy had this wonderful personal connection, and being half Hawaiian, he just had a great love for the Hawaiian people and wanted to share this great story through the musical. Then 2 years ago, Randy felt the Lord calling him to revive the program. And because our pastor is a very talented singer, Pastor Jonathan Steeper, Randy wrote a song for him. And so that is the opening song, The Adventure Begins. And then he wrote other songs. And then he said, you know, we need to do this in 2018 because that is the actual 200th anniversary of Henry's passing. So the first night that we presented, February 17th, is the actual 200th anniversary, because Henry died in August 17th, 1818. Mm. And we will be presenting it over two weekends, the 17th and 18th, and the 24th and 25th. And for this production, Randy wrote two more songs because the cast, you know, they're all so talented and they're wonderful singers. So he said, oh, I got to write a song for this scene. I got to write a song for that scene. So it just kept expanding, and Randy rehearsed everything with them, wrote the songs. He even choreographed the movements and everything. And but God called him home 2 months before the production. But then God, in his divine providence, provided Shay Sanders, who's a professional director, to come, and she has taken this production to a whole new level. So we're so grateful for all of this.
Well, Shay, I've heard Jody Chun speaking with glowing terms of gratitude of the grace of having you here, there, in Hawaii. How did you become involved in Glory in His Soul?
Gay called me and asked if I would become involved with it, and I just happened to have a free schedule open and could change some plans to be able to do it, and I felt like it was God saying, jump in. My human nature was like, this is crazy to come in the middle of a show, but God very clearly said, in your weakness, I am strong, and that was the moment I knew I needed to honor Randy and to come alongside the co-directors that he had already had in place. Mm. So I didn't do this by myself. They've been incredibly helpful in all of the production aspects.
As a director, what stands out most about the story?
Maybe it's a little bit different for me. I think today in our society and among Christians, we think God is blessing us and using us and loving us because there's prosperity or we're happy. And I think Henry's life is a life that is fully devoted to Christ, no matter the consequences. And it makes me think of Joseph in the Bible and many other stories where what looked like something horrible, God used Henry's death to just blossom a movement coming to Hawaii. And so for me, that is the strongest, is that whatever God's called you to do, be obedient to it and don't look at what how it's turning out for you right now, because God sees way beyond what our eyes see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a powerful message and a timely message, Shay. I think it's something it's pertinent, relevant to us today. You know, as we think about our lives, we think about the complexity of life. Dear friend, as you spend time and we share in this moment together with you, I don't know what the complexities of your life are in its intricate details, but God knows. God knows what you're facing. God knows what you're going through. But here's the thing. As Shay Sanders is explaining to us, as Henry's life was fully devoted to Christ, here in the 21st century, devotion to Christ still translates, still applies. And I think it's a challenge. It's a challenge for us today. We look for solutions in all kinds of places, in all different ways, and some things don't turn out the way we expect. But can we see the hand of God in each of these things? When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more, because not only is the story of Henry Opukaia a story of marvelous fingerprints of God working in his life all the way to his passing at Cornwall, Connecticut, but as Shay and Gay and Jody testify, it catapulted a missionary movement here out of America that has not only had impact for the gospel, it's impacted nations, societies, provided remarkable services all over the globe in the name of Christ. One man devoted to Christ. Well, we have Randy Hongo also devoted to Christ, and we'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, you got to write this down now. Write this down now, okay? Glory in his soul. Make a note of this. Text it to a friend. Make a note of it yourself. Glory in His Soul, 4 performances, Saturday and Sunday, February 17th and 18th. And again, the 24th and 25th, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. 6 p.m. Kalihi Union Church. If you want to find out more, go to KalihiUnion.org. Again, KalihiUnion.org. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. Hey, you can get this program in its entirety for free. A gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jody, you spoke about Shay being here. What a gift she has been. Explain more.
Well, we co-directors were left and Randy passed and we were panicked. Randy was gracious enough to call us co-directors, but we were minions. No, just kidding. But we just did whatever Randy said. Randy had the real talent, but we loved Randy so much. And he kind of mentored us. And that was me, Eileen, Chinen, John Leong, and then Corrine Uehara came on board, which another one we're so thankful for. And, you know, we kind of said, oh, we don't really know how to direct. And then I was thinking of Cheryl Sanders, Gay's niece. And we saw the Annie Jr. play that Randy invited us to because his niece was putting it on at Wailea Baptist. So he invited us and we saw it. And Chris Alsop did the sets. So Chris Alsop was going to do the sets for us. So that was our connection there. And so I thought, oh, maybe Cheryl Sanders can direct. And then we found out, oh, she doesn't really direct. She's a musical director. So we thought, oh, maybe she can be the musical director. And we found out that she had was mentored under Randy also in learning how to do impromptu music. So she graciously, with a little nudging, became our new music director. And she kind of recommended Shay Sanders, who I remember was the director of the Annie Jr. play. So we were trying to get that going, and we were praying, and Gay, in her own God's prompting, had asked Shay. So we sent her the script, and we were praying that she would accept, and we were so gracious and thankful. It was a total answered prayer in God's mercy, and we were so delighted that everything is falling into place. And mm-hmm. It wasn't easy, but it was just by God's grace and mercy that we have Cheryl Sanders and Shay Sanders along with us, and through Gay here helping us also. I mean, it's just a miracle by God's grace. We're so thankful for all who have helped and are helping.
Shay, how did you discover your passion for acting, for theater?
I've pretty much always had it. According to my mother, I started out very shy. Was supposed to be like a flower girl for the queen of some county fair, and I cried the whole time I was up there. And I could think being the oldest child took over, and I just enjoyed performing. I enjoyed directing. And so I got involved in our church, but this was way back before the 70s and the whole kind of creative worship, new kind of way of approaching worship had started. And I was gracious enough, my dad was pastor. And so our youth group and our young adult group, sometimes we called it a college and career group, would either help me write something or I would write something and we would produce it. I will say I have been very honest with people that young people that want to pursue theater and acting, and I went in very naive, and so I came out. I'm very thankful I was at the University of Hawaii, but I learned probably more about life than someone needed to know. But God just kept moving me in that direction. I was part of a performing arts group when I was at seminary, so we traveled the country and performed sketches and songs and original ones that we wrote. And so God just continued that journey. So I've been directing. I was a education director at a children's theater while my children were growing up. That allowed me to do my passion and be a good mom. So, and it just continued. And now I do a lot more of film coaching and acting coaching and coaching actors for auditions. My passion, honestly, is that Christians need to be in the industry. And I think Christians are beginning. I think Hollywood's already realized they're allowing more Christians, more Christian-themed, family-based things because it brings them in money. But Christians have to be almost more equipped and ready to go in and take jobs and things like that. And so God has just allowed me to be in the middle of a lot of this and just some of the heartbeat of Hollywood turning and just the opportunity to rub shoulders with people that aren't Christians and being light to those people, because their interpretation of a Christian is what they see in the media. Mm-hmm. And it's very much an enigma to them when they find out that I am, because I just treat them like people. And I think the more Christians we have out there in the industry, not just the films that are produced, but just what goes on the set, people that you're on set with and things like that. So that is what's driven my passion. It's my mission field.
Mm. Gay, we have a song to play, Great and Eternal God. Describe the context of this song in the production.
The entire play is based on a book, the memoirs of Obookia is what they called him, by Edwin Dwight. And they wrote down word for word some of Henry's prayers and his thoughts and what he did. So this is the very first prayer that Henry uttered after he became a Christian. And so Randy just put music to this song. So this is the prayer of Henry Opukahaia.
Make all people good. to Stone God. Tell folks in Hawaii about heaven. About hell. God make all people good. Make all people good everywhere. Great and eternal God. Great and eternal God. How only hoi I ka po haku o ko ka ko o ola.
Great and eternal God, you're going to hear that this week and next week at Glory in His Soul. It's four performances on Saturday and Sunday, February 17th and 18th. And again, the 24th and 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. How do people get tickets to go and see this production?
There are no tickets. It is free. We will be taking donations for the Hongo Music and Life Center. And the checks are to be written to Christian Vision. Christian Vision is the ministry that Randy and I started to help us to proclaim the gospel through music wherever God leads us. And the Music Center is a project that we started where we wanted to build a place on our campus at Kalihi Union Church where we can train the next generation of music ministers for the Lord. And so that's where all of the donations will be going to help us proclaim the gospel through musicians that are dedicated to the Lord.
Well, let's talk more about that when we come back from our break, Randy. Gay, a little bit more about the Hongo Music Center. Shea Sanders, you spoke about the impact that you see already beginning to take place by Christians in the arts, Christians in the film industry. There's a swell, a wave that's cresting. Some say it's already cresting. Some say it's a very big wave or even a growing wave. When we come back from our break, let's talk more about talent. Let's talk more about the cast that the Lord has assembled for Glory in His Soul. You can see the performance again, four performances, February 17th and 18th, the 24th and 25th. Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and next weekend, 6 p.m., Kalihi Union Church. No ticket required, just show up. Come with a prayerful heart, but here's something else. The gospel is presented very, very clearly in this production. Bring a friend. Not only will they learn and be educated, they'll be blessed. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Road of desperate life. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We're talking about Glory in His Soul. It's a musical drama written by Randy Hongo. You can see four performances. Well, there are four performances. You can see a performance Saturday, Sunday, February 17th and 18th, and the 24th and 25th, 6 p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. You can find out more at kalihiunion.org. Suzanne Maurer, you saw a pre-showing of the production. What did you think?
Honestly, Danny, it's just incredible, and thank you for letting me jump in a little bit. I want to encourage our listeners to come early because there are going to be many, many people coming to be blessed. But I had seen the production 2 years ago, and it was wonderful. But I think even Gay would agree, and Jody, that this is even more special, if that's possible. And the new songs that Randy wrote and the talent, we brought guests from Oregon yesterday, and they got in the car and said, "Your church is just a production. Everyone has a beautiful voice. Everyone can act. It's remarkable." So one of the things we should talk about is the number in our cast. I mean, many, many people from our church.
Mm. Well, Shay, your thoughts, you this is what you do. As you've been involved in the leadership and the directorship, what are some of your thoughts in relation to the cast that has been gathered? And by the way, at some point, we need to talk about who plays Henry. But mm-hmm. Your thoughts, Shay.
Well, just to clarify, it is what I do, but coming in this quickly was not humanly possible. So anything mm-hmm. that people see that speaks to them, that brings glory to God, came from God. Because it's just, I know in my human nature there is no way. But God just assembled an incredible group. And we have amazing singers. Randy handpicked most of them ahead of time. And the man who plays Henry
Opukahaia.
Chester Centino.
Thank you.
Actually, Chester used to be a fire dancer in Waikiki.
Yes.
And so when Randy had the song Great and Eternal God that you just heard, he mm-hmm. just had a female dancer dancing it alone. But then he said, "Hey, wait a minute, Chester is a hula dancer." So he wrote it in that Chester joins in the second half. You know, and then Shay has, she kind of made it like a dream sequence where we have a smoke machine, and first the woman appears, and then Henry is dreaming about going back to Hawaii, and then he joins in on the dance. So these are things that Shay just creates as we go along.
And the hula dancer is Chester's wife, Shantino. The first time we did the production, they weren't married, and I think they met during the last production. So
that's
2 years now, they're married. So it's kind of a cute blessing.
So they credit Uncle Randy for bringing them together. And we were invited to their wedding.
And Dana, I also want to mention the set. It's just, I think, magnificent. Shay may have a thought on that. And it was created by Chris, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So that's something else that's going to bless our people that come.
All the people at our church, they gather together and paint it and put it together. So it's really a group effort. And God just provided nothing but the best, you know. And another thing God provided, I thought, you know, with Randy gone, Randy was the big Hawaiian presence in the show. And so I was praying, God, who can we get that's Hawaiian but can do a really excellent job doing the invitation? And the thought came, Danny Yamashiro.
Yay.
But, you know, even as Shay was speaking, you know, at this last-minute notice, it just takes a tremendous amount of sacrifice and obedience to the Lord. So I'm so grateful that Danny, as busy as he is, was able to just find a way to come and help us. So we're just really praising God for you, Danny.
Oh, it's a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor to be invited and to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Gay, thank you. Someone might be listening today, Gay, and they're thinking, hey, what about Andrew? He's been featured at Christian Vision through the years. How is Andrew doing?
The first time we did the production, Andrew played the part of young Henry. He was in intermediate school at that time at Punahou. And so he played that part. And then he was working in New York as a producer for NBC Dateline. And then recently, he met a young woman who is a pediatrician. And God brought them together. And she is now doing her residency for 3 years in Mobile, Alabama. So Andrew has moved to Alabama, and he got a job teaching journalism at University of Southern Alabama. And every day he calls me and he says, Mom, how are you doing? How's the show going? I'm praying for you. And Andrew, it has been such a blessing. And he is so much a part of the show. He edited the last show to make a DVD. And he's helping in many ways. Every time I have to write something, I send it to him for editing, because Randy and Andrew were both English majors, so they always correct everything that I write or say, because English is my second language. I'm born in Japan. Another language is Pidgin English, because I was raised in Waipahu, so I just really depend on Andrew a lot.
Speaking of legacy, Gay, you talked about this a bit earlier. Tell us the progress of the Hongo Music Center.
The music center is coming along. You know, this big project of Henry Opukahaia is just one of the many projects that Randy has done, using his gifts in music to bring glory to the Lord. And whatever he does, the most important message is that we want people to come to Christ. So in all of our concerts, you know, that was the most important thing. And for this production, too, we really pray that non-Christians will come and that they will come to know Jesus through the production. And so this is something that we're teaching young people as they want to serve God through their many gifts, through drama, through music, through dance, that you can do this by just using it and asking God, how can I use this to glorify you? How can I use this to bring others to Christ? So this is what we're praying that the Music Center will do.
Hmm. Well, you hear the heartbeat of Randy and Gay Hongo. You hear, or I should say Randy and Gay, and of course Andrew, and the way that God has opened up doors and the expansion of the gospel where he sends people, his people, all across the United States and all over the world. And today, as we share in this time together with Gay and Shay and Jody, I think it's a moment for us to reflect. Because, you know, Henry's life, wouldn't you say, Shay, Henry's life was also filled with many challenges. What, at the age of 26, he dies of typhus?
Typhoid fever.
Who would have ever thought? But when we relate with challenges, how do you feel some of his challenges would relate with someone right now who's facing their own daunting moment?
Well, it starts when he's still in Hawaii and he sees his family killed, his whole family. So there is a feeling of being alone and isolated. And, you know, people can come alongside you, but many times there's no one like your mom and your dad. And throughout the story, we see how God just has placed his people in Henry's life to mentor him and not just feel like he's a project, but actually part of their family. People in Connecticut seemed to take him on as a son and just loved him. And as Henry was dying, he was surrounded by those people. But how he handled those trials, sometimes he made mistakes like we do. You know, sometimes we give in to sin or to fear. And other times, as you learn to take steps and just follow where God's leading, Henry just grew bold in his faith, very bold in speaking his faith and writing his faith. He was, I believe, one of the first ones, if not the first one, to create a Hawaiian dictionary in English. He didn't complete it, but he was almost completed with the purpose of translating scripture, and he was almost finished with translating Genesis. Mm-hmm. So Henry took what could be like an awful thing in life, you know, losing his parents, you know, going on a ship, again, being isolated and lonely. And then God just brought people even on the ship to love him, teach him the ways of the Lord. And when Henry surrendered his life to God, he surrendered. He gave up his will and totally kind of fell at the feet of Jesus and said, God, it's take it all. Take all of me. And I think when we are in those situations, many times it's easy for us to look at our situation instead of looking at the bigger picture. And I know sometimes in my life, it's just amazing that God has taught me through the years. I wouldn't say I was the best at this when at Henry's age, so I'm amazed that he was astute and wise as he was. But as I've aged, I just learn when I face those crises that it seems like, you know, what's going to happen? It's just awful. I don't know what to do. I just have the peace, and I just know that God is in control. And as much as I may love somebody, my children, you know, my friends in Christ, God loves them even more. Mm-hmm. And God saw Henry in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and loved him and surrounded him with people. And I think it's the eyes that we have to see how God is growing us. And sometimes we don't see, but we still have to walk by faith.
A word of encouragement, heart to heart with you, dear one, from Shay Sanders, who's directing the musical drama Glory in His Soul. You can see this performance Saturday and Sunday, two weekends. It's a four performance, two weekends, February 17th and 18th, the 24th and 25th, 6 p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. You can find out more at kalihiunion.org. You say, Danny, this is the first I've heard of Henry Opukahaia. Well, go ahead and you can Google Henry Opukahaia, Henry O, some call him Henry Obookaia. As Gay had mentioned, the memoirs of Henry Obookaia. Again, Google him, learn more, but it will be vividly and compellingly depicted on the 17th and 18th, the 24th and 25th by Randy Hongo, written by Randy Hongo, songs originally by Randy Hongo. When we come back from our break, a song from Randy and Gay, a song entitled Lord of the Islands. She'll explain what inspired them to produce that song. They have won 6 Nahoku Hanohano Awards, 19 albums produced in the years, well, we're talking 35 years of Christian vision. Gay Hongo is with us. Jody Chun is with us. Shea Sanders, we're privileged to have them with us today. Suzanne Maher, my co-host. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm grateful that you're with us today. Find out more about Glory in His Soul at KalihiUnion.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Glory in His Soul, that's what we've been talking about during our program today. It's a production musical drama by Randy Hongo. You can watch this performance live on Saturday and Sunday, the next two weekends, February 17th, 18th, the 24th, and 25th, 6 p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. Find out more at kalihiunion.org. Gay Hongo, Shea Sanders, yes, and Jody Chun are with us today. Thanks for joining us. My co-host, Suzanne Maher, we're grateful you're with us today. Gay, we've got one more song, Lord of the Islands. Share with us how the Lord moved you and Randy to produce this song, and share it with us in the context of Glory in His Soul and what the Lord is doing in the islands and other parts of the world.
Yes, this song is based on scripture, Isaiah 42:10-12. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise to the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea, and you islands, all who live in them, let them give glory to Him and to declare His praise in the islands. And this has been the theme song for us. And we were in Louisville, Kentucky. Randy got his degree in music ministry at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And this is the scripture that the Lord gave to Randy as we decided to come back home to Hawaii to declare His praise in the islands. And a couple years ago at Hawaii Island Ministries, a prophecy was given that the winds of revival is churning towards the islands, and that the revival will start with the indigenous people, the Hawaiians, and through the youth of Hawaii. And so we thought, wow, you know, Glory in His Soul is all part of this, part of the big revival that we're praying for the islands. And so we just present this song, a song that Randy wrote, about declaring His praise in the islands through Glory in His Soul.
Sing to the Lord a new song, all the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the people lift up their voices to the Lord. Let the people sing all the day long. Let them shout His praise in the islands. He is Lord of the islands. He is Lord of the islands. From Hanalei to the canyons of Hawaii, His name is truth to everyone. Honolulu sings to the master's delight. Molokai smiles for the sun. Hear the praises of Maui and Lanai. Join the hallelujahs heard from Hilo Bay. All Hawaii sings to the Lord Jesus Christ and declare His praise in the islands. He is Lord of the islands.
Lord of the Islands by Randy and Gay Hongo. Glory in His Soul will be performed this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, the 17th, 18th, the 24th, and 25th, 6 p.m. at Kalihi Union Church. Gay, if, well, let's do this. Gay, Shay, and Jody, you know, a couple words, two words or so, two or three words. Why should someone come to see this performance that God has anointed and inspired Randy to write and compose music? Why should they come? Gay?
Well, it's just a joyful, joyful celebration. And it's a really wonderful education on all that Henry Opukahaya went through, but how God brought glory out of all of his trials.
Shay?
I've got two. One for Christians. I knew about Henry, but as I had to study more and more, I just began to realize that all of us who are Christians here in Hawaii are a legacy, of the mission movement that came because of Henry's life. And I think it's a good reminder, if you're a Christian, just to realize what God used and who God used for all the churches that we have here and all of the Christians who are here, that it is a reminder to them where we come from. For those that don't know Christ, it is a very simple, Henry was a simple man, and he was a very well-educated man, but he at his soul was a very simple man, and he very simply spoke when he preached to people. And if someone doesn't know Christ, he has his own unique, simple way of inviting them to come to Christ, sometimes very fervently and sometimes very quietly. But those are two reasons.
Mm. Jody?
Know Christ and just being in ministry, just even this production, our cast and crew, some of just dealing with other Christians, just keep on focusing back on God. Just being here is just a ministry. So just come to know God and follow Him. Yes.
Susanna, parting shot.
Be blessed. Because if you come, you are truly going to be blessed. It's magnificent.
Gay, Shay, Jody, thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
What a privilege. Heart to heart with you. From Gay Hongo, Shay Sanders, and Jody Chun. Find out more about Glory in His Soul at KalihiUnion.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect. Man, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Hey, and if you haven't done so, look, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with prayer and your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 12:24, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Shay Sanders, Gay Hongo, and Jody Chun, KalihiUnion.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.